Parshat
Eight.
Chayesara, which starts with Abraham mourning for Sarah. Obviously, it starts with the death of Sarah. Vatamot Sarah b'kiryat Arba. Sarah died in Kiryat Arba. Here he Hebron, Beretz Canaan. She's in Hebron. Vayavo Abraham, and Abraham comes l'spod l'Sarah l'livkotah, to eulogize for her and to mourn her, to cry over her. So what was the nature of that hesped? What did he say about Sarah? The text doesn't say. There's a medrash that says, you know what the hesped of Avraham was? It's the poem that we call Eshet Chayil.
Oh, wow.
The Eshet Chayil was Avraham's hesped for Sarah. This is the midrash of the Chumash on Chayil Sarah. Hitchel Avraham Rivkotale. Avraham started crying about over her. Lamar, and he says, Eshet Chayil Miyimsa, who could find a woman of valor? The Medrash goes through the verse and says, this is where it is in the life of Sarah. In Matai, when did Abraham trust in her? The whole story about Achutiha. That's Batach. That was Batach Bale Bala. He trusted in her. His life was dependent on her. And similarly, it keeps going. Darsha Temru. That verse in Eshet Chayil, that was Ben Yitzchak Yishmael. That's what that's talking about. Sha'amra, that Sarah said, Garesh HaMazot BeBenah. When Sarah said, now Yishmael needs to leave the house. Okay, that somehow Darsha Tzemeru Fishtin is referring to the relationship between Yitzchak and Yishmael and Sarah's reaction to them. Which I thought was very interesting. What does that mean? Okay, what does Darshat Semru Fishtin mean? Shot level, she's making cloth, right? She's making clothing, right? Wool and linen were the fabrics that people make clothing out of, right? Nobody invented polyester or even cotton, right? It's the halakha talks about the Gemara. Rambam mentions that in the context of tzitzit, Rabbi Yishmael, kol begadim tzemru fishtim. You know, you make clothes. It's either going to be wool or it's going to be a linen. You didn't have any other choices.
Right. That's why shotness is so much so. I guess it's easier to avoid shotness nowadays.
You have other things, right? They didn't have silk. I guess they
Right.
might have had silk, but that was exotic, you know, imported from China. So, but that you make the point that something deeper about wool and linen is that you can make clothing out of one or the other, but you can't make clothing out of both.
Right.
Is this Kalayim?
Well, shotness, yeah, is that a
Oh,
subtext?
shotness. I
Right,
mean.
right. Lo tilbas shatnez, tzemru fishtim.
Oh.
Right? Tzemru fishtim, right? She's darshat tzemru fishtim. You can't wear shatnez, which is tzemru fishtim. Okay, it's a right, and shatnez is a chok, right? We don't have a we don't know a reason why. Torah doesn't say why, it just says don't do it. It is one of the kinds of kilayim, but we can speculate. So this is chizkuni. Other people make the same point that shatnez symbolizes that first conflict.
It
Okay,
symbolizes what?
the first conflict. What was that? This is the
Cain
Chizkuni.
and Hevel?
Yes.
Oh.
Samru fish exactly. The fish takala ideshnehem. Because destruction came into the world from the two of them. Nestor. That's why the Torah says you shouldn't put them together. Hevel Hevel brought the products of the sheep. Kain mizera pishtan. And Kain brought, it always says, Adama, but the Midrash says it was flax, it was linen, right? That's the story, right? That after Gan Eden, Adam is intimate with his wife, Kayan, she gives birth to Kayan. And I've acquired a man. We have created a new generation. And then she has another son named Hevel. Hevel ro et son, but Kayan oved Adama. Okay, and then Mahimi case of Mahimi after several day after whatever period of time and Kayim brings Pri Adama, some kind of products of the ground, and Rashi says Yeshigada Shomer Zera Pishtan Haya, that this was
Oh.
flax. Okay.
Is this are flax seeds the same thing?
Flax
Like
seeds are
flax
these.
seeds that we eat?
Yes, flax seeds that you could eat are the flax that the plant gets turned into
Oh.
Linen. So you soak the, you know, you take the stalks of the flax plant, you soak it for a while, and you mash them up and separate the fibers.
And you buy it in a supermarket, flax
flax
seed?
Seed, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
We
one of these
eat it,
exotic
we have
foods.
it in our like granola, add some protein and nutrition.
Yeah.
Sarah has often used
It's
that
a superfood.
Sesame seeds on sprinkling on challah.
Oh, flax.
Flax
Is
seed,
it
yeah.
gluten free?
It is gluten
Yeah.
free.
That's why I know it.
Are you gluten free?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you know, people around me are.
People
So,
also use it as an egg substitute. You can like
yeah,
do
it'll
something funny.
dissolves up, and it's got a fair amount of monounsaturated oils. It's got a lot of vitamin E.
You know, how come I have never heard this? The kine and hevel are shatnus, and that's why.
I don't know. This is brilliant,
Looks
right?
like I'm sure my task talks about this. It's like a like
oh,
very.
This is definitely a thing. Like, why wool and linen? Because both of that's what they symbolize, right? And Hevel brings Mekotsono, brings the product of his sheep.
It's so obvious. I never heard it.
Absolutely.
And one represents like the plant kingdom, one represents the animal kingdom or something. And
but
right,
there's
and we also think
with
that Hevel,
shatnus.
But specifically, so Semer and Pishtim represent Kayan and Hevel, right?
Wow.
So
You
shatnus
knew
is a
that,
symbol
Leia?
of fratricide.
What?
You knew that?
It's the kind of thing Rabbi Goldson would talk about, I feel like, and like Rabbi Tat. So I'd heard it before.
Wow.
But yeah.
And
and
that,
then Darshat Semeru fished him.
That I never heard before.
Okay, so
yeah.
So that's where we gotta go there. But the idea that shatnus that the problem is not any one of them, right? They're things that are fine by themselves. Linen is fine, wool is fine, but they mix them, put them together, they explode. Okay.
Oh,
You
it's
gotta
like sodium chloride. No, it's the
like,
opposite of sodium chloride.
Right. It's like, you know, your bleach and ammonia, both
Right.
of which are fine cleaning products, but if you put them together, you have poison gas, okay? But these are things that need to be separate, and Semer and Pishtim are exactly that. So that goes back to what the Midrash is saying, Yitzchak and Yishmael.
Okay.
That's what Sarah sees, right? This is in last week's parsha. After Yitzchak is born, Vaygdal Hayelag B'Gamal, that the child grows and is weaned. Vayas Avraham Mishteh Gadol B'Yom HaGivul Yitzchak, and Avraham has a great party when he's weaned. So at this point, Yitzchak is 2 or 3. How long do you take to really wean? And Yishmael is 15, 16. But Teresa Benen Hagar Mitzrita Shayadal Abraham Mitzachek. And then she sees Yishmael, the son of Hagar, is Mitzachek. Something that's negative, how negative it is. You can look at the various Midrashim. But Tomer Abraham, and she tells Abraham, Garesh Hama Zot Epina. You need to send Hagar away, you need to send her son away. Yilo Yirash Ben Hama Zot Imbini Mitzach. This, the son of this maidservant, will not inherit along with my son.
Darsha has a, doesn't Darsha have like a positive?
Yes.
Like
we'll look
she,
at that.
Darsha,
Semer,
like she looked for a way to put them together, but
well,
I don't
not,
know.
Right.
It's like
I
a
think
praise.
I think that's very right. That's exactly where we're going.
Oh,
we
someone
hi,
is here. Davida.
Woke up.
I miss
you. So we're talking about Avraham's hesped for Sarah, that the Midrash says that was Eishes Chayil. And we said Darshat Semer Pishtim, we're talking about Yitzchak and Yishmael, that Semer Pishtim are like shatnez. They're fine separately, but you can't put them together. Okay? So when she tells him, you need to kick Yishmael out. And this was Abraham was felt this was awful. Aladopinu because of the son. Yomer Elokim al Abraham al Yabenecha al Anar. And Hashem tells Abraham, don't feel bad about the child, about Matecha, and your maidservants. Whatever Sarah says, you should listen to her. Because Yitzchak will be your inheritor. So we usually read the story as Sarah kicking Yishmael out of the house, right? I want to get rid of Yishmael. But Phyllis's point just now is that Darshat Semrufishin is much more positive. She's looking at them. She's Doresh. She's trying to figure out what to do with them. She's seeking both of her sons, both the adopted one and the biological one.
Oh,
okay? It's a different way of the story. Sarah's seeking the best for both of them. And realize if they continue to live together, they'll be at each other's throats. Okay? That's what Kayin and Hevel. That's Semru Pishtim. I put them together. That's at an end. Separately, though, they can be partners. As long as they stay apart, they'll work fine together at a distance. Okay? And we see that. End of this week's parsha. It starts out with the death of Sarah. End of this parsha is the death of Abraham. Eli Meshnei Abraham, Asher Chai. These are the years of Abraham's life. Mat Shana, Vishim Shana, V'chamesh Shanim, 175 years. Vayikva, Vayamot. He passes on. Abraham B'seva Tova, Zakem B'savea. He dies at old age, old and full of, Savea, full of life. Satisfied with life, v'yasef alamav, and he was gathered to his people, like Bru Oto Yitzchak Yishmael Bano. Yitzchak and Yishmael both bury him. Amarat Machpelah in Chevron, Amarat Machpelah, and Sedei Ephron Ben Socha, Chiti, in the field of Ephron, Asher Alpnei Mamre, that's in Mamre, that's in Chevron. You know that. And they bury him, Yitzchak and Yishmael together, and Raz Rashi says, Mikan, Asa Yishmael Tshuva. He joined back again with the family of Halich at Yitzchak Lefanav, acknowledged that Yitzchak was the inheritor here, but they worked together. But he Seva Tova. That's what it means that Avram died with Seva Tova. Both of his sons could work together and this final moment, Shneba Avram. That's what Abraham had. He had Seva. So the bottom line is that Sarah's right. Right? Hashem says, you need to listen to Sarah. Shema B'kola, listen to her. Lamanu Sheya Avraham Tafela Sarah B'Yut. Learn here that Sarah was a greater Navi than Abraham was. Her Ruach HaKodesh was great. She understood what needed to happen here. We need to make this distinction here. Abraham didn't see that. We need to separate them.
So and then when Shlomo comes along, when Shlomo writes Eshet Chayil, supposedly, right?
Right.
He knew it from...
Right. I mean, this is Midrash looking at it. Okay?
I know.
But would you want to say that these are actually the words that Abraham said? No, we're looking at this as a story. That was what Abraham looks at Sarah's life and says, this is what she did. She was Doresh Timron Pishin, and so it happened. And this idea comes from Aviva Zornberg. Okay. We always like quoting Aviva Zornberg, and I actually stole the Genesis book from Goldie Sussman.
I didn't give it to you?
You did not. You gave me the Shemot book and the Murmuring Deep. But I do not. Yeah. I did not have the beginning of Desire. Okay? So this I actually borrowed from Goldie, who she should also have for Shlema, but right now she's in Los Angeles. So we've been helping take care of the house.
Okay.
Right now.
So you think it's okay that, hopefully it's okay that you're reading
We talked to her and got permission there.
Oh, okay.
Yes. She and Noah had an amazing library, and I was spelunking in there. But at any rate, this is Aviva Zornberg. Okay, the Sarah could tell Abraham with such clinical decisiveness, cast out that slave woman and her son, for the son of that slave shall not share in the inheritance of my son Isaac. Demonstrates not only inflexible will, but an apparently lucid vision of reality that is hidden from the more entangled emotions of Abraham.
Ooh.
Quoted. The matter distressed Abraham greatly, for it concerned a son of his. I saw that. But God confirms her surgical judgment. He tells Abraham not merely to obey Sarah, but to accept her vision of things, right? That she is the one with the Neviut, that her vision is less confused and multifaceted than his. But she sees that these two brothers cannot possibly coexist, though they seem to be playing together, there is murder in the wind. And she cites this Tanhuma, but that's exactly the message of Darshat Temufishin is Shatnes, which reflects back on that original Kayin and Hevel. They don't want to have Right. And she avoids that by
We don't
separating.
want a replay of that.
They do not want to read. That's not what happened. So the Midrash Tanhuma sees this as part of Avraham's eulogy for Sarah, right? That Avraham is a paragon of chesed, of which is really the feeling of being at one, being one with the other. We're not making distinctions. Chesed is we're all this together. Sarah here portrayed as a paragon of din. We didn't make
distinctions. I have a footnote for you, Danny.
Yes.
I have a footnote.
Uh-huh.
It says Yitzchak will be your Zera.
Right.
So Yitzchak was the Pishtun, the seed. And the
Ah
was the Tzemer.
That could be. All right, right. It does, we're not specifying which one is which here. I agree.
Well, it says Yitzchak Zera.
Zera. Zera could so be that'd Zera. Be Zera
Pishtim. Okay, I could we can see that.
You like it? Not so much.
I like it.
We have to figure out what the symbolism means in terms
right.
of them. But
right.
Okay.
Right. And you would think that Cain was the Pishtim, right?
Cain was definitely the Pishtim,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's
right.
Not
so
cool.
It kind of is reversed then.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you don't have to go with, you know, we're not assigning, you know, good and evil here.
Right.
Right. We're not saying one's a symbol of evil and one's a symbol of good. And in fact, you look at Cain and Hevel, they're not great, right? Cain is one who brings the offering first, and Hevel is a better one. And Hevel brings afterwards. Cain is the one who develops this idea of sacrifice as well. They're not like one worse than the other. Cain becomes worse when he responds to Hashem's criticism, says, okay, you can do better. And Cain responds to that by, rather than doing better, killing his brother. That's not what you want. But the distinction I'm looking at here is between Sarah and Avraham, right? Sarah is din, Avraham is chesed. Sarah is making the hard choices, saying this is what we need to make these distinctions. We need to separate them. We can't just love everybody and we'll all get along, okay? But the bottom line, part of this hesped is Avraham saying that for Sarah, realizing that this is what I'm missing now. That Sarah and Avraham are not clones of each other, right? That's what Ezer Kenegdo means, a strength opposite. They were complements, right? Sarah has been right. Avraham as Chesed. And that has implications for the rest of the Parsha, which is all about finding a wife for Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak is his mother's son, right? Yitzchak is classically the paragon of Din, Gevura, Avoda, right, separate from the world, still this idea of being not of making distinctions here. So, and this is the way Shreki talked about Yitzchak as this idea of
who's this?
Shreki.
Oh, is he English?
No, in the Talmud of Manitou, kind of the French Rav, very Tzioni. He actually holds, very Tzioni, he holds that Mashiach is already here.
Really?
Yeah. That
he held that since the war, or you mean before?
No, at 48. That was Biat Mashiach, okay? It's not like we should be offering sacrifices. We're not waiting for some, like that the idea of a person there is symbolic there, that the actual coming back to Zion was in fact Biat Mashiach, and we're living in Mot Mashiach now in this way the Rambam means of Ein Ben. Okay. Yeah, we haven't gotten to the point where all the nations are respecting us yet, but at least that all the things that are supposed to happen in Yom Mashiach are here now.
Interesting.
But anyway, his part of his comments about Yitzchak, right? Avraham makira tabore mitzad midat ha-chesed shebo. Avraham saw God through the lens of chesed. Right, midat ha-rachamim. The imminence of God. We're all here. Numatzot Yitzchak avinu neman l'masorot aviv. That corresponds to this. Yitzchak was faithful to his father's tradition, who makir b'mitziyot Hashem and recognize the existence of God, but achsura elokut etzel Yaakov. But the vision of God that Yitzchak had, rather, as Yitzchak avinu, b'afuch miasher etzel Avraham avinu, was the opposite of Abraham's. Mitachesed l'umat midat hadin. Yitzchak saw Hashem in terms of din, the awesomeness, the transcendence of God. Etzem Rayon Elokut, Haya Chiddush Gadol, Avur Avraham Yavinu, and this way of looking at God was a Chiddush for Avraham. Lo Safik Haya Keshela Avraham Isha Chesed, says no doubt that it was very hard for Avraham, who is this man of Chesed, Lavin Kitzad Beno, Shekul Min Adin, Mamshich Et Darko, it was hard for him to see how Yitzchak would follow his, would carry on his path. Because Yitzchak was very different from Avraham. And we can look at Yitzchak's life and see that as well. And a nice point about Yitzchak as this din is from Matthias Weinberg. That's what Yitzchak's name. Yitzchak's name is Tzok. It's chosen by God, right? Hashem tells Abraham, you will call him Yitzchak. His expression of a surprising theme seems to recur throughout his life. Yitzchak means he who laughs, or will laugh. This is a remarkable choice, considering that the name is nothing less than a description of his essence. It's hard to imagine a less appropriate name than laughter, the Av associated with the confinement and rigor of Din. Yet the circumstances surrounding his birth and entire life are all described by the same root, Tzchok. Right? Abraham is Tzchok, it's Tzochek when he hears about his birth, Tzara is Tzochek, and this week's Parsha, Yitzchak and Rivka are Mitzachek with each other. And he says that laughter is our response to the incongruous, to unexpected transpositions ranging from trivial steps, slapstick to subtle paradox. Din seeks always to assert what is correct and just, to exquisite sensitivity to the inappropriate. This is right, this is wrong. And that's what laughter is too. Power of din lies in keen perception of tragic comedy and farce, and discriminating awareness of humor. Humor is, you know, that's why they say that there's a famous quote, comedy is tragedy plus distance. If I don't laugh, I'll cry. It's a thing that just isn't right, but it's far enough away I can say it's funny.
Right.
It's the same.
Like slipping on a banana peel. Or
somebody else, as to somebody else slipping on a banana peel.
Right.
And that Yitzchak, Tzchok, and Din really go together. Abraham doesn't feel the Tzchok. He can feel Simcha, that everything's right, everything's wonderful. But to laugh at a joke, that's available to say, oh, that's the opposite of what I expected. And Yitzchak is all about that. But therefore, trying to get back to the bottom line, is that Yitzchak doesn't need a wife of Din. He needs a wife of Chesed. So that's what Eved Avraham in this parasha is looking for. That's what his test is he needs to find someone who can bring Chesed into Yitzchak's Gevurah. So the test
it's funny to put Din and Tzchok together.
Yeah, I think we have a lot more to say that to about that, but it's very important. It is absolutely what Tzchok means.
It's a good quality.
Absolutely. It can't, it just like
it's not like, raucous laughter.
It's appreciation of distinctions.
Of saying it's puns. Anybody
here? Tzchok,
yeah, tzchok. Yeah, I think this is exactly right. That it's tzchok pinu, and then, of course, we're hayun kecholmim. I can't believe it. And it's not until afterwards that we talk about the Hidol Hashem Lasa Yimana, Hayu Simechim. It's afterwards when you realize it, then we're Simechim. Start with this stuff.
Yeah, Beshuv Hashem at Shivat Zion. It's a lot of stuff there. Okay.
Nice. So that definitely needs warrants more.
And how do you work in the idea that Yishmael had Tzchok? Laughed at or bullied or teased, maybe.
You're right. I say, isn't that both chesed, both this idea of chesed of being one and din of making distinctions can be good or bad? They're not inherent. Oh. Okay, chesed it can be bad also. That's the nature of a ramai, of a con artist.
Oh.
A con artist understands what you need, sympathizes with you, and then uses that ability to rob you blind.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot to be said about that, but not, well, I'll get plenty of time to talk. But I just want to look at the test that that Eliezer, the Eved Avraham does for, okay, this is the wife I want to pick for Yitzchak, right? Right, appear, oh God, please appear before me today as he gets to Haran. I say chesed imavni Avraham and make chesed with my master Avraham. I am here at the well. And all the girls are coming out to draw water. And so the girl that I say, can you pour out your pitcher and I'll drink? And she tells me, you can drink, and I will water your camels also. You are the one you have clearly shown that that this is the one intended for your servant, for Yitzchak, and that's how I'll know that you have done chesed with my master, with Avraham. Okay, and this is the way Zornberg puts it, that implicit in the servant's prayer is a need to see a manifest indication of Hashem's chesed to Avraham. He's asking, make chesed for Avraham. Right? I say chesed imani Avraham. His main criterion for the rightness of Rebecca's election is that he will sense in her the chesed that has been lacking from his master's experience. After Sarah, right, after the kid, after Sarah dies, he needs to bring the chesed back to his household. He prays to know by means of her rightness that chesed is being done to his master. Not merely that God should be so kind as to make it happen, the girl he speaks is the right one, but more than that, the chesed he asked for, in other words, is not a means, but an end in itself. He wants to find this girl of chesed, that's to say. I say chesed, make chesed happen, right? Rebecca represents that essential chesed of acting chesed with my master. Say chesed imanu. That's what he's looking for. So Chida makes this point explicitly when he says, right? That you have proven this is the right one for Yitzchak.
And she's also going to be presented with two that have to be separated and not be together.
Right. And that's, right. That's his own way of looking at it. Well, what happens to her? She's the chesed and Yitzchak's the din. What happens?
Yeah, the role switches, it seems like.
It does seem to switch there, which I went up if I can get there. We have a clearly, they're missing some kind of level of communication that I think Avram and Sarah had, that things don't work out well there. Yesh Lagish, this is the Chida. So, the 18th century Kabbalist. Yesh Lagish, we need to understand, at least we need to feel the problem. Amai Hizkir Yitzchak. Why is it mentioned? Why is it called Yitzchak by name? You'll notice in the whole story that the Eved Avraham is never mentioned by name, never mentions Yitzchak's name. It's always Adoni, it's all Ben Adoni. Okay?
I assume that's out of respect. I'm going to quote you. Hizkir Yitzchak.
He's getting even because his name is not mentioned in the Torah.
Why don't you tell, right? His name is not mentioned either there. So, okay. You could look at it that way. But it should have said Ben Adoni. Moshe Amar Achak. It always refers to him as Ben Adoni. Here it's Yitzchak, because this is the Ochachta Li Yitzchak, specifically for Yitzchak. And what does exactly mean that you're gonna make chesed for my master, right? That's what he's looking for. Yitzchak midat gvura. Yitzchak is gvura. Again, what have we talked about? That that's what Yitzchak represents. That was his approach to the service of Hashem. Im eshe Yitzchak hi dina ina kashia, that if Yitzchak's wife is also this harsh din, lo yichore yachdav din kasheh. It's not going to work out having him and her both be at this level of din, this harshness. So when they get together, it's going to be nothing but din with no room for chesed in their house. Things will get worse and worse. And this will be bad for Avraham, alav shalom, asher hu racham rachmatayim, because he is the paragon of rachamim. And you'll miss that aspect of Avraham's legacy, right? They're supposed to tzedakah u'mishpat, both of those things. They couldn't live together. But we have, if Yitzchak's wife is a paragon of chesed, this would be wonderful. They'll have this harsh din, chesed shebedin, with what he calls with chesed, that will work with the din. You'll have the sweet and the judgment will be mixed together. That's what they need. And that, so that the bottom line is that they're looking for a wife that is Ezra Kenegdo.
Mm-hmm.
Not they are the same, but they finish each other. And that's what they're looking for. So if I'm the sort of person who would say such things,
which you might be.
So the less of Chaisara, that the ideal spouse is not one who compliments us, but the one who compliments us.
Oh, there's a tzok.
That's something you would say.
That's a tzok.
That is a tzok. That's right. Okay. And if I was the sort of person who would say that, I would say that. And by amazing coincidence, I am the sort of person who would say that. So I did.
Wow. Very interesting.
Okay. So that's.
My big takeaway is this shotness thing that,
yeah,
you know, they never even, it's so obvious, Semer Ufishtim, that's what they brought for their Cain and Hevel. And
right. Yes. Yeah, so that is an example. Yes, that is a good takeaway. I like the idea that Sarah is avoiding that by Darshat Semer Ufishtim, seeks what's best for both the Semer and the Ufishtim by separating them, by seeing what Avraham could not see.
And also, it wasn't malicious of her and mean to send Yishmael away.
Right. It was Yishmael at this point is a grown man at 17. Yeah. Okay, you say, okay, you need to find some other place, and he becomes successful, and Yitzchak and Yishmael will do fine as long as they remain separate.
Oh, there's Eliyahu. Where is he?
I will stop Eliyahu. Here.
Okay, thank you.
Comment a quickie. You once said how you prepare these and decide what to talk about. You look